Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
By the way, we're on the ESPN app. You take us anywhere. I explained this yesterday. Key's been in the business for a while. Something called a driveway moment.
No, Key's not part of the media. What are you talking about?
The key to you.
I don't like you labeling him
that way. A driveway moment is when you're listening, and that's everyone's looking to make that in radio. It's like you get to where you need to go, but your boys are on the radio. You're having a good time. You don't want to turn the radio off. That's a driveway moment. You're sitting in your driveway listening to the radio. You got the ESPN app. Take us right with you. Right out the car. Right into the house. Wherever you're going. Key, Jay, good morning. Good morning.
Yes. What's up, Max?
Morning, Max.
That's Kellerman. Right. Key knows what I'm up to.
Well, we got to pay some bills.
Let's do it, baby.
That's right. Mike Tannenbaum was just on. And he said the Chargers are the best team in the NFL. Key took great exception. We're going to get to that in a second. I want to say this. Patrick Mahomes in the preseason, before he started that second year, I said on First Take the next day, I will tell my grandkids I saw Patrick Mahomes play. Oh, how could you say that already? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if you watch him, if you put your eyes on him, it's like Brett Favre plus, right? Justin Herbert might have the best deep ball I've ever seen. Like, maybe time will prove me wrong, whatever, but I'm telling you right now, if I think about the best deep balls I've ever seen, like the most electric, accurate, laser-guided missiles down the field, Justin Herbert's one of the guys who pops in my head. So it's not like when people talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers, really a lot of that, forget about the coaches and everything, I get it, Andy Reid versus a guy who's unproven, they're talking about the quarterbacks, a lot of his quarterbacks. Here is Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, on the Chargers.
I think he's missing the number one team in North America that happens to be in the same city that I believe Key is in right now. Those Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the NFL. They have the best player in Justin Herbert, and they have the most complete team. And if Derwin James stays healthy, look out. This team will be dominant.
So Justin Herbert has the third shortest odds to win the MVP. I like him for regular season MVP. I'd like Lamar Jackson for Super Bowl MVP, but Key, you took great exception to the idea that Mike T would make them number one in the preseason, but you have the Saints number one in the preseason, and neither team made the playoffs. How do you explain that?
Well, I'm not really looking at whether or not they made the playoffs a year ago. I just think when I look at a experienced team that has made the playoffs a number of years in the New Orleans Saints, a number of years. They could have gone to a couple Super Bowls if it wasn't for a few bad calls here or there. So the experience is a little bit different. But I also look at the fact that this team and Justin Herbert didn't get hurt, but Jameis Winston got hurt. They were 5-2 when Jameis Winston got hurt. Everything fell apart with Taysom Hill and whoever else was the quarterbacks after that. They ran through a litany of quarterbacks, like three or four of them that was playing that position. The Chargers added a few pieces, there's no question about it. But I'm not ready to say that they are the best team in the National Football League because Justin Herbert is, you know, people have a certain fanfare with Justin Herbert's ability to throw the deep ball. I'm not gonna do that to him yet. Let's see where they are midway during the season. They added a few pieces on the defensive side of the ball, no question about it. And they were a good team a year ago. But their head coach is a big, big no-no to me at times in games. Does that carry over into this season? Did he learn his lesson from a year ago? Has he evolved as a head coach and not just a defensive-minded coach on the defensive side of the ball? All of those sort of things play into the way I feel about the Chargers and what this season could potentially be.
So, meantime, that's the Chargers. The Chiefs are another story. To me, they host the AFC Championship game every year. Until proven otherwise, I'm going to say they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. However, not everyone agrees. Bart Scott, of most recently ESPN fame, doesn't think – I'm going to let Bart Scott say it in his own words. This is Bart Scott from the excellent Bart and Han on Get Up. Listen to this.
I don't believe that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. Listen, you can't be one-sided. Within their division, they're the only team that is front-loaded on the offensive side of the ball. Every team has closed the gap. You look at the discrepancy in quarterbacks. You can't say Russell Wilson's that far from Patrick Mahomes. You can't say Justin Herbert's that far. But when you look at comparing the defenses, the other defenses in this league is miles ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to pay the price.
Jay, is he on to something?
I mean, he may be. I mean, is your defense one of the top elite defenses? No, I don't think they are. But, Key, it's hard for me to bet against a team that's been to the AFC Championship game four straight years and just finds a way to get the job done. And I know losing Tyreek Hill is a big thing, even though MBS, I think, can take the top off to a similar degree. I think there are ways that Andy Reid and company are going to go about their offense, which is going to have to carry the load for their defense. But I mean, we saw their defense get slightly better last year. As long as their defense becomes serviceable, if it can be serviceable, I think their offense can make up.
You know, Jay, do you put Patrick Mahomes in the same kind of category as Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think he's in an upper echelon bucket.
Do you put him in the same category as Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Tom Brady. You know they don't miss the playoffs when they're healthy?
Yeah,
those guys?
Yeah, ever.
So doesn't matter what you have around them. Aaron Rodgers doesn't miss the playoffs when he's healthy. Neither does Tom Brady. Great quarterbacks, when they're healthy, their teams don't miss the playoffs. We're not talking about having 1 year. Oh, I'm Joe Flacco. No. We're talking about once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. And I understand that Bart has – something against the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever it was. Maybe they beat him or something when he was with the Ravens or the Jets or whatever. I don't know. But to say that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs, I think that's far-fetched.
Hey, Keith, not only Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, it's a great point. The great quarterbacks, the upper echelon,
they never miss if they're healthy.
Mm-hmm. They don't miss. That's why Justin Herbert's got to make the playoffs. I'm not interested in excuses. You know who I think is going to make the playoffs? By hook or by crook, I believe Joe Burrow will be there. He'll figure out a way to get there, will Justin Herbert, right? But here's the thing. Patrick Mahomes also has Andy Reid. Since when does a combination of all-time great coach and quarterback ever miss the playoffs? It just doesn't happen.
Well, it's just like the Baltimore Ravens. If Lamar doesn't get hurt,
they're in the playoffs.
But, Key, I go back to what Mike Tannenbaum, who was on our show earlier, literally said, well, you know, I spent time with Brandon Staley, and I think he's going to be who he's going to be. Like, I don't think he's going to change that much. So that's going to be the biggest testament that we'll get a chance to see if Justin Herbert is able to get over that hump. Those critical fourth downs, if he decides to go for it in games, that can come back to haunt them.
Even you have to admit, though, and I know you're very against his overly aggressive, in your view, calls on fourth down. But even you have to admit, sometimes they're going to work out. Sometimes
no, I'm not going
to. You don't think it's ever going to work out to go for it on fourth down?
My coach has to be an idiot to go for it backed up in his own end zone unnecessarily.
Right.
We're not talking about fourth and inches from midfield.
We're not talking about fourth and two
from the plus 30.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about.
But I am talking about that. Like, I'm saying, yes, take away blunders, right? And focus on the fact that you have an aggressive coach who is going to go for it more than other coaches. Sometimes it's going to bite you. Sometimes it's going to help you.
Anyway. I don't want that guy.
The Patriots don't have Tom Brady anymore, so they do miss the playoffs sometimes. They left early for their week one matchup in Miami to, and this is a quote, get acclimated to the conditions.
What?
Before Key can say, it's not news at all. Is this hot news
or not
news? But first,
sweaty hot.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Good gracious.
Brought to you by Chase. And Jeff Darlington, can you hear us? Ah, I was under the impression that we would hear from him and not see him. Okay.
Game show host Darlington's not with us yet.
Shall we start? Because I hear the music, Shannon. I do think it's time to play Hot News or Not News. It just doesn't feel the same without Jeff Darlington. What should we do?
Yeah, with the Miami backdrop.
You know what I mean?
Well, what we should do is we should stretch it and wait for Jeff.
Well, in that case, let's wait for Jeff.
Did Shannon sabotage us again?
Now we have.
Did he get us again?
No. Do you think he just pulled a Shannon? Don't say that.
Did he pull the Shannon?
What was that? Kingpins where they said don't pull a Munson? All right. Jeff Darlington, are you there?
Oh, yeah. You got me.
There he is.
Sounds
there
like
he is.
In a remote location. What,
they're
we're,
the dulcet
we're on the phone
tones
now?
Of Jeff Darlington. Yes. We could just picture the palm trees in the background. All right. You ready to play Hot News or Not News, Jeff?
Yeah, my man. I don't know what's going on, but the palm trees are behind me. I'm in the seat. You know what I mean? But we'll do this by phone. It's all good.
Well, listen, it's radio anyway. People are just seeing it in their mind's eye. All right. Steelers name Mitch Trubisky, QB1, and then finally Kenny Pickett, QB2. Is this hot news or not news, Jeff?
Well, it's not news until it happens. But look, Mitch Trubisky, is going into the season as the starting quarterback with Kenny Pickett obviously riding his coattails pretty closely. I mean, Trubisky didn't exactly light it up, but he definitely earned the captain logo just because he did enough. But I could certainly see this become hot news later in the season if Trubisky struggles at all and Pickett starts to push him for that starting job.
Yeah, it's not news at all. I think whenever you draft a quarterback number one in the first round, or you take a quarterback, it doesn't even have to be a first round, it could be a second rounder, and you really don't have a legitimate starting quarterback, the first thing it's easy to say is, oh, he's on his heels, he's going to probably wind up starting in the middle of the year. Well, of course, if Mitch Trubisky falters and stubs his toe, that you'll wind up seeing Kenny Pickett take over and be the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback the rest of the season. But I don't think Mitch Trubisky will stub his toe. I think he'll keep the job all season long.
I think it's hot news. I'm kind of with you, Jeff. I think if it gets to that point in the season, if Pittsburgh, for some reason, is not on the verge of making the playoffs for the first time in Mike Tomlin's career, Mitchell Trubisky doesn't look good. I always revert back to my sentence. What name doesn't belong in this division? Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah,
that's right.
It is hot news because there was a competition. But a bridge quarterback like Trubisky is supposed to – a bridge quarterback like Trubisky is supposed to be able to get you to the young guy, where in Pittsburgh that's a big deal because – Tom was just thinking about winning the next game, right? So they've always got to be competitive. I think this is the perfect situation. The danger is if Trubisky falters a little, taking him out, because behind a bad offensive line, we saw it in Chicago, he can make your offense look better than it actually is because he's fast, right? So I would hesitate to take him out even if he does falter. All right. The Patriots left early for their week one matchup in Miami to, quote, get acclimated to the conditions. Hot news or not news, Jeff?
I mean, I'll say it's hot news because it's literally hot news. Look, man, South Florida is a hot place, and I think this is actually a smart move. The Patriots have actually struggled down in South Florida already. I think that this is a scenario where Belichick's saying, we don't want to get it caught off guard. We'll take the chance of bringing our guys down to South Florida for a few extra nights. The heat is brutal. What I can tell you about the stadium is there's a big canopy over it in South Florida. And the sun, there's shade over the home bench, over the field, over the stands. There is sun on one part of the field, and that is the visitor's sideline. There is a difference in temperature of over 20 degrees between the home sideline and the visitor's sideline. The heat is real. If you can get used to it, that's probably a good thing.
It's not news at all. I understand what Jeff is saying, because it is true. You want to get acclimated with the conditions down in Florida. It only becomes hot news because it's Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, and all of a sudden he goes to a place where he suffered in the past against the Miami Dolphins for whatever reason. In week one, it's hot. And yeah, the humidity in Boston, I'm sure, is thick, but it's nowhere near as thick as it is in South Florida. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's going down there in Miami. First of all, the team's not staying in Miami. They're not in South Beach. So they won't be at the club hanging out at Prime 112 doing their off time, because Bill Belichick's teams and players that play for him, they don't get into trouble. If you ever notice, there's never any hotel incidents or anything like that. They fall in line.
Oh, that's what they used to say about us at Duke, too. We never get in trouble. But when there's a car service number key, Prime 112, 11, Live, they're all there. It's all hot for a reason. I'm not saying that they're going to do it. But when you're in Miami as a basketball player, there are reasons why Miami is pretty much undefeated when you play against them on the road. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But it's not news for the reasons that Key
like dabble in
enumerated.
It. Fun.
Jalen Ramsey
got about an hour to get to South Beach. If they can get everything done and get back,
hold on. You act like you have to go down to South Beach. You can always bring South Beach to you.
That's right.
Yeah, but they don't. It's a different organization, though, Jay.
Okay.
Bill ain't having it.
Okay.
That's why Tom isn't there anymore.
I like that conversation, though.
I'm just throwing it out there, Jeff.
That's a hot conversation.
Yeah, hot conversation.
That's good stuff.
Jalen Ramsey refuses to hand out compliments to the Bills, saying, quote, I'm not about to sit up here and boost them up. Hot news or not news?
It's not news, but I love it. Like, I mean, I'm all for players, first of all, being like, I'm not going to give them their flowers yet. It's week one. And also, like, I think the Bills are a super talented team, but the Rams are pretty good, right? Like, I think that they deserve their flowers as well. So, hey, I'm all for Jalen Ramsey saying, if you want to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. The Bills, to me, have done a lot of good things. But before I sit here and crown them myself, I want to see them do something more than just make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I echo everything that Jeff Darlington said. He take it away. Everything you said. I mean, it's cute. It's good. I hear Jalen. But at the end of the day, man, let's stop with the Bills stuff, though. Bills are cool.
Yeah.
They like the Chargers. They cool. But what have they actually done?
Difference is they've been to Key. They've taken step by step. They went to the playoffs.
At the end of the day, where were you at for Super Bowl last year?
Exactly.
Okay. And by the way, I agree.
You were watching the Super Bowl just like me and just like the Bills.
The hype on the Bills is a little bit much. But, Jay, the bottom line was whoever touched the ball last was going to win that game. And it was Mahomes. But Josh Allen came as close as you could.
Yeah. Look, I'm cool with there being hype around the Bills, JD. You know, like I like that. But I also like the fact that I think this is hot news for Jalen Ramsey, because this is what subtle trash talk looks like. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, okay, yeah, football's going to prove it. Like, all the hype, blah, 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 great. Let's get on the field play football. I like that kind of trash talk.
Tyler Lockett says Seahawks fans should cheer Russell Wilson in week one. Hot news or not news, Jeff Darlington?
It's the right news. Yes, the Seahawks should. I mean, look, I'm not trying to say that they should cheer him during the game. But I think that he deserves the proper respect that he earned in his time in Seattle. I don't think that'll last into the game itself, but this doesn't feel like some crazy heated rivalry where it's like, it's just like what happened when Tom Brady went back to New England. Everybody realized as soon as he got back that he was going to be cheered, no matter what everybody expected to do at that moment. He will be cheered, and then he will be rooted against, appropriately so. So not really news, I guess.
Yeah, not news at all. He should be cheered and celebrated, and if they do a pregame celebration, highlights, whatever the case is, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. He was there for 10 years. Took him to, or went to two Super Bowls with Pete Carroll, won one, lost one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you give him what he's supposed to deserve and keep it moving.
Look, man, Russell Wilson is a bona fide professional. Like, he is a role model for a lot of kids who want to play this game. And what he did in that community, how he handled himself in that organization, I think deserves to be praised.
Yeah, of course you cheer for Russell Wilson. Come on.
By the way, the problem is then he's going to absolutely smoke his former team, and then they're not going to be cheering.
Then they're going to be looking at Geno Smith and Drew Lockett.
Let me ask you this, though, Jeff, you said that he's going to smoke them. So let me ask you this question. Who do you think knows more about one another? Pete Carroll knows more about Russell, or Russell knows more about Pete?
Ooh.
No, I think you're probably right about that, Key. Like, I think that Pete probably does know a lot about him. I just think that the Denver team altogether is just so much more powerful than Seattle. I'm not saying it's all going to be on Russell, but I still go back to Aaron Rodgers. There's a reason why he was eyeing Denver as the team to join, just like Tom Brady eyed the Bucks. It was a talented roster, needed just one more thing. I just think that Denver Broncos, not to try to segue away from your point, I just think the Denver Broncos are going to be really, really good this year.
Well, you did just segue away from it.
that was a professional transition.
Okay, how about this one, Jeff?
How about this transition?
Plans for the Bears' new stadium include a dome. Is that hot news or not news?
I hate that, man. That's hot news. I don't know, man. Like, I get it. I understand why we have to have domes. And I love them personally because I'm soft. And anytime my boss tells me where I'm going and it involves a dome, I celebrate. That being said, I'm just like Buffalo. Like, I don't want a dome in Buffalo. I don't want a dome in Chicago. I think that you got to kind of maintain a little bit of that cold weather thing. And I get it. They'll probably have a Super Bowl in Chicago at some point. We'll all freeze in early February there. But I don't want to see a dome in Chicago.
Yeah, it's hot news to me because why would you put a dome in Chicago and take away your home field advantage that you have? I mean, that's really the only thing you have right now is your home field advantage. Mm. Your team's not good. You better hope that it's freezing damn cold when them teams come up. But maybe they're thinking, maybe they're just thinking that Green Bay plays in the cold weather, so it doesn't really affect Green Bay when Green Bay's in Chicago. You know, Minnesota goes there, and they're a dome team, so depending on when they get Minnesota and Detroit throughout the year, maybe that's the way that they're looking at it, and they're saying to themselves, we're going to be in this division for a long time, so it really doesn't matter with these other teams.
Maybe they like to host some Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Chicago in about February money. For the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, listen, but, you know, you go to Minnesota or wherever, you know, like, it's going to be cold, but, you know, at least this way you have the chance to do it. Hot news, not news.
Doing our show remotely.
With the great Jeff Darlington.
All right, JD.
Hey, thanks,
JD.
Thanks, guys. So I couldn't see your gorgeous faces today. You know what I mean?
Well, we see your mug. Week.
It is a shame I look especially handsome today. It is true.
Did you choose this headshot, Jeff? Did you choose the official ESPN headshot?
Did I choose it?
Yeah, did they do it for you?
Did I, like, pick mine? No, they picked mine for me. Did you pick yours?
Yeah, I picked mine.
I didn't pick mine.
See, that's the difference, guys. That's the difference. It's not
that's
in the
Jay's
paycheck,
contract.
It's in the power.
Hey, Jeff, okay. Jay can only be photographed from one angle, like Mariah Carey back in the day.
I can only go left.
That's right. All right, thank you, Jeff.
I got to make some calls now.
Exactly.
In other words, he's leaving us.
Hey, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know what? I briefly mentioned this earlier in the show. What's the thing you're looking forward to most in this NFL season? It's about a start. Plus, does the best team in college football actually reside in the Big Ten and not the SEC?
What?
Keyshawn,
no,
J.
L.A.
X, ESPN Radio.
State.
You know, you get this show for free. You're listening for free. we're supposed to thank the audience, but shouldn't you really be thanking us?
Keep one of the AirPods in, listen to the show while you're engaged in conversation. That's how you do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, you can get a cheaper house farther from work, farther out in the suburbs, and it pays because you get to hang out with us longer. We're saving you money.
Can you know those people that rock the one AirPod in all the time and you don't know if they're talking to you or somebody else?
I only use one.
You do that?
Yeah, I don't need two. I want to hear stuff.
Do you wear it around the house?
No.
Okay. No, you used to rock the Bluetooth, didn't you, back in the day, with the light, the blue light blinking in your ear in the club?
I just really started using earbuds. I had the ones that came free with the wire.
Wait, for how long? When did you start getting the AirPods, Key? This is what I want to know.
Probably about a year ago, I guess.
I like the wire was better. You could take the mic, you can hold it.
I just didn't, I didn't really necessarily see the need because they were free. And then when they stopped giving them to you with the phone, it was like a trick. You had to go and buy it.
Getting you, yep.
I mean, you don't need any of this stuff. It just helps.
I done lost so many.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I lose them all the time.
Although someone just told me that you could, there's something where you can find them if you lose them.
Yeah. The tracking device.
Yeah, the tracking device.
It's on your phone.
Yeah. I mean.
We have such a long way to go with you.
Yeah.
Watching you go to the Zoom meeting every morning is trouble.
Especially with my one eye now. I'm like. Let me see what's happening. Damn it, this thing is not working.
Yeah, no, you can find them on your phone. You know, if you misplace them or something like that, they show you the general area in which they are.
Right.
They don't like take you. Hey, they're right here in your bed, or they're underneath the couch. They don't.
I know we've talked about this before.
Such an old man,
they have a. It's like a magic trick. If the AirPod case drops, it opens and snaps shut so quick, and the things go flying out that you pick it up. You're like, oh, they're not in here. Where are they? You got to look all over the floor.
Can't find your AirPods.
No, I can't. Aww. I can't. I don't know. I got like 10
and
of
if
them.
You and if somebody's using like if somebody had used yours before, and now you have them, and they turn on their phone, you could hear their conversation. It's all screwed up. Yeah.
It's like that, and I'll give you another one like that. The Apple remote. you guys use the Apple TV remote, right?
Creep, man.
What do you mean? Why you gotta call me a freak?
Oh, I said a creep.
Oh.
Wait, why are you a creep?
Because he wants to listen to somebody's phone conversation.
Oh, it's interesting, you know.
Yep. Thank you.
I don't want to listen to somebody's phone call. That's creepy.
Okay, if you don't want to listen to other people's conversations, how about a conversation with Ryan Day, Ohio State head coach, right now? Key, how's that one?
That is great.
I like this.
Coach, welcome to the show. Thanks for dropping by.
Ryan, absolutely, guys.
There he is.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, guys.
Good, man. One thing that I am glad, though, I'm glad y'all took care of business and got rid of the Irish and put them in the rearview mirror. That's what I am glad of. I
hate the Irish.
Of course I hate the Irish.
I know. Hey, Coach, what was the biggest takeaway for you from your team after the Notre Dame game?
Well, for us, going into the offseason, one of the things that we recognized last year was just that, when certain teams had different game plans coming at us, and one of the game plans that was pretty popular was to, control the clock, run the ball, and shorten our possessions on offense. And when that happened, we had to stop the run, play good defense, and then be able to run the ball on offense. And I thought the way we played in the second half and was able to win in a game like that and a style like that said a lot about our team in the offseason and the way our defense played. And then that last drive there, we took 7 minutes off the clock. I think it was 95 yards. And that's not typically how we win games at Ohio State, but it was great because it was emphasis in the offseason.
I'm glad you said not how you guys are accustomed to winning games at Ohio State. Most people would think that this win against Notre Dame was an ugly win based on the score 21-10. And when you look at it, but it's the season opener, Coach Day. How important was it just to get the win at the start of the season?
Well, and like any other sport, in college football, for some reason, it's, like how you win, where there's really no other profession out there where it matters how you win, you just win. And that's what we kind of had as an approach going into the game, was that there was no expectations other than winning the game by 1 point. And if we continue to do that, then the rest of it will take care of itself, because, when it comes down to style points and some of the other things, at the end of the day, it comes down to whether you win or lose. And so we'll just kind of figure out, the things that we need to improve on, keep building as the season goes on, but to get a win in game one against a veteran team who was a top five opponent was a good start.
Ryan Day, Ohio State head coach, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach J. Will here, and I got to tell you, I've always been a huge Ohio State fan when it comes to football. My parents went to school there. And at the game the other day against Notre Dame, I mean, everybody from LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Joe Burrow, Ezekiel Elliott, Jerome Bettis, the bus, Justin Fields, everybody was there. Is that kind of notoriety, that kind of people that attend games, does that make the event feel bigger when it gets that type of attention? I know you guys are very focused on the game, but having that those kind of people at the game, does it make the game feel bigger?
No, there's no question. Yeah, we had a meeting as a staff on Thursday and went through all the recruits that were going to be there. I think it was like about 75 recruits. And then went through all the former players, and it was kind of a who's who of NFL players. I think it was over 20 of them. Then it went to the NBA stars. And so it went through about five or six current NBA players. And then it went to musical artists. And they're talking about Jack Harlow and people I don't even really recognize. And it was like the first time that had happened. We're going through all the different people who are going to be attending the game. And then before the game on the sidelines, it was kind of like who's who. And what a great atmosphere and just electric. The Buckeye Nation was in the stadium about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff. And, you know, it was a hard ticket to get, but our guys deserved it. You know, they worked really hard in the offseason. Glad to see them have that environment to play in.
Coach, go ahead, Key.
I was going to say, Coach Day, how often do you think your players really pay attention to the polls? Because you picked up this win against Notre Dame, but you dropped a little bit in the polls. And it may not matter to you and your program, but I'm sure guys are taking sneak peeks at times.
Yeah, I'm sure they look at it. But in the end, you know, it's not going to matter if we don't continue to win. So as long as we keep winning, we control our own destiny. You know, and it's week one, and you know, listen, everyone is into it, and that's part of why we love college football. It's because so many people care, and people have opinions, and certainly around Columbus, you know, there's a lot of attention around here, and these guys, it'll get critiqued for everything, but that's why you come to a place like Ohio State, and you know, we know that as long as we keep winning, we're going to be where we need to be, but at the same time, you know, we're competitive, and we want to be the best team in the country.
Coach Ryan Day, before we let you go here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, got to ask you about the college football playoff expanding to 12 teams by 2026. You know, I get the playoff with four teams still. You preserve essentially a double elimination tournament throughout the regular season. So week one, a college football fan, like, oh, my God, it's huge high stakes. My fear is expanding to 12 teams, you lose some of that urgency in the regular season. How do you feel about 12 teams in the college football playoff by 2026?
Yeah, I agree with what you just said, which will help on the stress level, you know, on September 3rd of, you know, maybe in a couple of years, you know, or the lead up to the first couple of games of the season, certainly here at Ohio State. And whether that's good or bad, that's for other people to decide. But I think it will be different. I think the goal will now be, you know, like in the NFL, to get to the playoffs and play your best football at the end of the season. I think it'll be important to be one of those bye teams. So you get a week off. But there's going to be a lot of games. So I think there's a lot to sort through. I think it's exciting in certain ways, but there's probably a lot of ramifications that you know, I'm sure a lot of people have considered, but others that they haven't. But the amount, the number of games for the players is significant, and how's that all going to get shaken out in the end?
Yeah, with the money on the table, but, yeah. It's inevitable probably. I mean,
I think that needs to be considered. So, you know, I kind of focus on coaching the team and let Gene Smith kind of handle these types of things because he always does a great job with that and has great experience in this area. But I think there's a lot of excitement there, but a lot to be worked out.
Coach Day, I know we got to let you go, but I wanted to let you know that it just came down in the state of California that anytime we see a plane coming into the state of California from Columbus, Ohio, we are turning around immediately because we're tired of you stealing our players out of Southern California and taking them back with you.
Quarterbacks,
to
everything.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
we just passed a law in Ohio that actually allows you know, trips right from their high school to Columbus anytime for a discounted rate through NIL. So
yeah. we'll have to let's not go there.
There it is, Coach.
Listen, you don't get you don't get to be 35-4 overall as a head coach by not being smart. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Coach.
Great being on with you guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
Got it, man.
This team may have the best roster in the NFL.
Ooh.
But.
Is it the Saints?
Will their head coach prevent them from realizing their potential and reaching the Super Bowl? I think he's going to say yes.
He finished last season second in passing yards, third in touchdowns. He was right there on the cusp, even though it didn't result into the postseason.
The record, I just looked it up. Peyton Manning, 54-77. I say Justin Herbert sets the yards record this year.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the NFL. They have the best player in Justin Herbert.
And that's because he finished last season second in passing yards, third in touchdowns. He has an opportunity here to maybe win MVP.
He'd be my pick for MVP. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers. Key, look, Joe Burrow got there. He came a throw away from winning the Super Bowl. Herbert missed the playoffs. I get it. But damn, Herbert's been the best quarterback in the NFL, and he hit the ground as a rookie running first and second year. He's best on third down. He's best on fourth down. All his numbers are right there with Aaron Rodgers and these guys, and he's just getting started. So you got to give him a good shot. But Mike T, you just heard him say, best team top to bottom in the league. Listen to him talk about Brandon Staley. And I want you to react to this.
I spent a little time with Coach Staley at the league meetings, and I was really impressed with him. But that's the big question. Like, can he have learned from those mistakes? And, you know, sometimes this guy should be fired. This guy should go. Like, hey, the Chargers invested in Brandon Staley, and hopefully it's going to pay off now. Because that is a big question mark. I was impressed with him. And he's one of these people that, you know, there's a lot of people we all know in life that say, oh, I don't care what other people think. I actually think he really doesn't care what other people think. So in terms of how he approaches the game and being aggressive on fourth down, I think he may modify a little bit, but I think he kind of is who he is, and he's very comfortable with that.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. He has to be himself. He can't change if that's in his DNA. But I could certainly tell Mike this. He shouldn't care about what other people say. Only when he's getting ready to get fired. That's the only time he should think about what they're going to say.
Do you think he's going to get ready to get fired with Sean Payton lurking?
Well, it's not even about Sean Payton. I think if they miss the playoffs, they didn't put this roster together to miss the playoffs. They put this roster together to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. As an organization, the Chargers have not had a lot of success making it to the playoffs in the history of the organization. I'm not just talking about, let alone, only one time since they've been in Los Angeles as the Los Angeles Chargers, and that was with Anthony Lynn the 1 year. They don't have a rich playoff history. So they certainly, the Spanos family, certainly is looking at this thing with both eyes open, with toothpicks in them, to make sure that they get to the playoffs this year. And if they don't, I wouldn't be shocked that he would be on the move. That's just me.
You know what's interesting about the Chargers to me, Key, is that, you know, there's always a lot of attention on Brandon Staley, and there should be. But I said this multiple times last year. I never worried about their offense. Their offense was prolific, and obviously having Justin Herbert helps with that. But it was always their defense that I felt like held them up. And they shored up their defense this season. And hearing Mike T say that, I automatically jumped in the control room with the guys. I'm like, all right, we got to run back that sound, because I thought that was so fascinating. The fact that in the court of public opinion, so many people want Brandon Staley to change. But if we're talking about getting better each and every day, their defense has gotten better, their offense adding pieces gotten better, Brandon Staley's still going to do it his way. I mean, that seems like a Super Bowl contending like team. That just doesn't. It feels like people are finding more ways to tell you what's wrong with the Chargers instead of telling you all the things that the Chargers have right.
Now it's on Justin Herbert. I 100% know. And now it's on Justin Herbert, not just to look great and put up the numbers and everything, but to lead his team to the playoffs. By the way, the circumstances are difficult. It's a murderous division on paper, right? Everyone's got a quarterback. They can all play. And yet, no excuses. Someone's going to get there. Someone's going to miss it. Justin Herbert's got to make sure he's not the guy who misses it. There is a lot of pressure on him, third-year quarterback and a potential all-time great. Who's under more pressure this season, though?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.